you. Yes, yes, yes. Welcome back, one and all. Episode 236. You know it's your favorite podcast. It's the Fully Geeked Pod.
Come on.
Got myself, Nate the Man in the Know.
You got the one Kiss Twist.
May the fourth be with you, Merv.
Marley Marl, a.k.a. Kal-El.
And Just Rich, he'll be with us when he can be bothered because the man clearly doesn't listen to instructions. The pod says a certain time, why are you late? All right, so I was on time. Before you look at your watch there, I was on time. I was in the room before you did.
I don't know. I think that's the time.
Subliminals. Remember when that is? Were you all on time? I saw it, man. I was looking at the time
now for Rich, not for you.
Okay, no, really? I thought you, my bad. I thought you were friend.
Please time.
Oh, so this is breaking news. Just came through to the watch. The China has hacked the Ministry of Defense. Apparently, the Chinese state has hacked the Ministry of Defense.
Of what defense? Who's?
Oh, UK.
UK.
Must be. It came out.
I'm not surprised, bro. That man, they've been training physically and intellectually from Wadea on how to conquer, bro. And they're succeeding. Trust me.
So apparently MPs are going to be told on Tuesday a massive data breach involving the Ministry of Defense targeting service personnel. Wow.
I'm telling you guys, Merv, St. Lucia, Nate, Jamaica, Mar, Dominica, me, I'm going, God, bro, I'm going. Like, trust me.
Yeah, well, the worst thing is, like, no disrespect. Like, obviously, it's not against Chinese. I ain't got nothing to do with Chinese, but nothing like that. Do you get me? But they're in all our countries already.
There's no escape.
Well, they're out there building the roads, fam.
Oh gosh.
At least here we got the pod, bro. At least here we got the pod.
We'd have to all move together as well.
We'd have to choose somewhere.
Yeah, 100%. I would say Dominica. Like, I think everyone would fall in love over there. Like, the island's beautiful. You know, I like that already. Like, I feel like we could go get some, build some acres, just live off the land, my guys.
Come on. Yeah, I don't mind Dominica, man. I don't mind. My niece is above Dominica, so I've got family there.
Homes, home education, everything. The works.
Sure, black schools.
Everything. But Merv, you can go over to St. Lucia and back. I know you'd want to go back home.
No, man. I'm
staying
in St. Lucia,
isn't it? What's my man's name? Dr. Umar. Call him up, see if he wants to be part of it.
Murphy, like, no, that's too hot. It's too sunny. I'll stay
here. I'll obtain a Mr. Free suit, isn't it, whilst I'm there, boy?
Richard will sacrifice because he can't wear his hoodie and shorts. Guys, I'm not going to lie to you. Today was a disappointing day. It's supposed to be the first bank holiday. Well, no, that's a lie. Sorry. The first major bank holiday. Like, obviously, we've had Easter, Good Friday, Easter Monday. We've had New Year's. But this bank holiday, May Day, is supposed to signify for us the start of warm weather. Today was an absolute washout.
Absolutely.
Yeah, from start to now, you know, it's still raining.
Yeah, like, it's drizzling. Yeah.
Horrible, man. I went out, but it was just, yeah, this wasn't the greatest. It weren't the greatest weather today. I planned a little bit in the park thing. Nothing.
Yeah.
Ended up spending time in Witherspoon, which again is always great, you know. Weather's cheap and cheerful.
Where'd you go with?
So, say again?
Where'd you go with?
Who'd I go with? A couple of the young people I used to work with from Hackney Parliament.
Okay.
So you remember, like, when I used to do the plays and all them kind of stuff?
Yeah.
And that seems funny because I'm saying to the audience, young people and pub, But they're like 35 now. You know what I mean? They're grown up still. You know what I mean? So yeah. Cool, now. Nice little thing. Caught two jokes. Yeah, man, it's good. But anything you look up to, anything, Lee?
No.
Nothing, man. Nothing.
Chill out there.
Yeah, man.
But I think sometimes you need it, especially I know you men always working, so like sometimes it's good to just have that day where the alarm can don't have to go off straight away. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, I fully woke
up. So you fully woke up early?
I heard it go off. I just turned it off straight away and went back to sleep.
Okay. I woke up normal time just because I thought I didn't want to get my body in the full sense of security thinking that it's a holiday.
Yeah.
And tomorrow, so we'll go back to work, innit? You know how it goes.
Exactly.
Back to the hustle. Today's May the 6th. Okay, it's not really May the 6th. Be with you, but on Saturday was May the 4th, and that equals what? What does that equal, my brother?
That's Star Wars Day, man.
Star Wars Day.
So it could be the Sith be with you.
Yeah, that's what I tried to do the Sith, but I couldn't remember.
I like that.
I just said it. It's all right.
No, I just said six, didn't it? I thought, why is he struggling? There's something wrong. I'm Star Wars.
So, was anything happening for me to fall this year?
Oh, yeah. So, this year, I was going to talk about later on, but I might as well talk about now, just all together. So, the premiere of Tales of the Empire came out on Disney Plus, all six episodes. There's only
is that another animated one?
Yeah. Same like from the maker, Dave Filoni. Basically, sort of like just following the Empire side of the story. So, like, alongside with everything that's happening in the main Star Wars universe, so like Clone Wars and all that stuff, it's just kind of focusing on certain characters. So, you got like, I can't remember her name, you know. She was one of the characters in Ahsoka, the one that had the pole, the Beskar pole that she used
to fight. Yeah.
Like, I can't remember her name, but it was following her story basically from when she was like young.
And okay. Like,
her mom, yeah. So that was really good. Like, they're only like 15 minutes each as well.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's quite interesting. Do you know what I mean? And then there was also, it was, the Inquisitors as well, like showed how one of them one of the Jedi's joined the Inquisitors as well. So like it's good, man. I liked the way the story just came together. Like just to kind of see the whole thing as well.
No, I'll definitely watch it. Definitely.
Yeah.
Random question, guys. Do you think Star Wars works better animated or in real life?
Glad you asked that question, you know. Yeah, I was thinking that over the weekend, actually. I think now, as in right now, the animated ones do. Because I also just watched, I don't know if you said, like, the Bad Batch, the one with the clone.
I watched the first season.
Yeah, that's finished now. Yeah, there's the last season. The last episode was, like, last week. And that was fantastic.
Yeah, I need to watch that. I need to finish that. Yeah.
I mean, I know, like, people are thinking, oh, who cares about the clone? But it's like, this series made you care about the clone. And again, just another, what's it called? Yeah, just another like sort of part of Star Wars that you wouldn't really look into. Like,
that's what animation's good at. Like, it shows you the background of, and it links stories together or links the films together, kind of thing. That's what animation's good for.
Yeah,
yeah.
And also, it was I think 25 years since the episode one, the Phantom Menace came out as well. In 99, so 25 years since that one. Mad, isn't it?
Bloody hell. Who played him? No, was it?
Darth Vader?
No, not Darth Vader.
Skywalker or Obi-Wan?
Nah, which is the one? Oh, it's going to sound like
Qui-Gon Jinn?
Is that the one that was like red and he had them?
No, Darth Maul. You're talking about Darth Maul.
Darth Maul.
Ray Park.
So I didn't really, like, I weren't really a Star Wars head at these times, and we met him. He was eating his dinner.
Yeah.
In where was he? Near Colindale, Hendon. And the man was going, that's the youth, that's the guy from the Star Wars.
Yeah.
So me just being a dickhead, isn't it? Like, so I've gone up to him and said, yo, excuse me, are you the one from Star Wars? So he's like, yeah. Maybe he's expecting I'm going to ask for a picture or an autograph. Yeah. So I went, all right, cool, safe. And I just walked back. And I was like, you know, like you look back here, you think, what, Egypt? Like the man's clearly eating dinner with his wife or whatever, his missus, whatever it was, I'm just a little 16, 17-year-old you at college. Why am I going to ask him this question? And then after, I was like, all right, cool, thanks. I just walked off.
You know, I also met him as well whilst I was eating dinner. You know? That was in Planet Hollywood.
Is it?
I didn't go up to him, but when I looked across the table, I was like, oh my God, it's tough. Do you know
what I mean? No, but the thing is, at least you knew who it was. Yeah. At least you knew who it was. I didn't have a clue.
Yeah.
It's just the boy said it to me, so I was like, all right, cool, I'll go and ask him. Yeah.
But wait, can I just get something straight? You're saying that you prefer the animation over the movies now?
Yeah.
No.
Do you know what it is as well? I feel like the live action ones at the moment anyway. Well, not all of them, but apart from maybe Andor and most of Mandalorian, like, I feel like the other ones they feel a bit performative. Do you know what I mean? I feel like they're just like the others. Like, well, the prequels felt natural. The animation just feels natural. Like, I feel like I'm in a world of Star Wars, isn't it? Whereas like the live action ones are a bit just, I don't know. I feel like they're just focusing on who's playing who and whatnot, rather than just telling a good story.
And I feel the animation needs to be Attack of the Clones animation. I don't want it to be Rebel animation, if that makes sense, because Rebel was a bit cartoonish.
Yeah,
that's what I was going to say. Maybe I've not watched enough, but I find it like aimed at children more.
That's what put me off watching Rebels, you know.
Yeah, Rebels was
more a bit cartoony, but the story is just as great.
And also, it's Disney old now, so George Lucas doesn't have like any, he's not part of the stories that are happening in the animation. I'm wrong, but that would just mean that the stories aren't like Kel, you said, because it gives you a look back on what actually happened, but that's not really true. It's a cartoon, so they can make anything happen previously. That might not be the intention of George Lucas, like they're just going, like, you know, like he made beer films. I don't know. You know me. Make an argument. You know this.
Yeah. It's obviously like, George Lucas would have written to a certain amount, isn't it? Because obviously he's like kind of retired from Star Wars and stuff. But when he's kind of giving it to Disney and you've got all these showrunners, writers and whatever, like they've kind of expanded the universe more. So even like, for example, you've got Ahsoka that was created by Dave Filoni. Like we never saw her in the original films, didn't it?
Yeah.
But the way that they've implemented her doesn't take away from the main story. It just means that they're giving like the main storyline a bit more background. It expanded.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, I hear that. Yeah. I just don't like it. Yeah. Like, it just ruins my childhood and my so when I watched it and I had all these answers, now they've added this and now Ahsoka's in it, but they've written her in it so that she's in the beginning where she wasn't really, but they've written her in there, so I got to take it that she's now part. Like, do you know what I mean?
I feel like it ruins it. Yeah, but do you know what it is? You know what's good about Star Wars? You know what's good about it? It's like you could watch. I don't know if you're just referring to the original ones that came out in the '70s,
and also the last three as well. Because like that was my point. George Lucas always had the plan to make the Star Wars movies in the order he made them, like from the 70s. So all these new stories was not part of his plan. Like Disney, like, I want to expand it. Yeah. Like you said, it's just expanded, but it's not part of Star Wars movies.
The beauty of it is that you can watch all the movies, just the movies alone, and you won't feel like you're really missing out on anything.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're watching the TV series and stuff, it just adds to it, but it's like at the same time, it's like I'm not really missing out. But it's just like little things like, oh yeah, this is how this happened, or this is how that happened. Like, so even things like Rogue One, for example, like the movie Rogue One, where they had the initial plan to destroy, to take the plan for the Death Star. Like, that was good as well.
I did enjoy that. The way they brought it all together,
the series does that as well. All the series, they kind of blend with live action and animation too.
But I feel like George Lucas was involved in Rogue One. Correct me if I'm wrong. But anyway, move on.
He was involved. They probably consulted him with a lot of things, you know. To be fair,
apparently he has nothing to do with anything no more. Since 2012, since he sold it for Bill, he's no longer part of it. He has no say. He can't really. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So basically, they say like it's like how you have an old car. You sold an old car. After you've sold it, you have no permission. You can't drive it with no permission from a new owner. It's not your car. It's like one of those ones. It's not his.
Yeah. But his name still comes up, though.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's... I don't know if there's some form of royalty, something in whatever the settlement was. Like, I don't know if there's... He gets a percentage or whatever. I don't know how that works. But for Bill...
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you think the Star Wars world is worth more than $4 billion?
Oh yeah, man, definitely.
For a bit,
when you think about the average superhero film done or comic book movie film done really well these days, they're earning like £1 billion or $1 billion. Mm. So it's like when you think about the whole history of Star Wars up until that point you sold it, definitely worth it, man.
Yeah,
there's a lot of Star Wars neeks out there where.
Yeah, so I don't know, it's a weird one. I feel like Disney, I don't know, in one aspect it's good, the other aspect it's not as good. Like when they do the Star Wars, I feel that's overkill, the Marvels overkill, but I guess that's another pod, another day where we talk about like, are these streaming giants ruining life for us as we know it? All right, I know you man are very, very interested in Superman. And the new Superman that's coming out, we spoke about last time. We talk about the S on the chest, or it's not an S, the symbol on his chest. So now they revealed the suit.
Yeah.
And what's different about this suit compared to the suits as we knew them? Or is it that we just like the fact that we're getting a little bit more about him?
I don't know. To me, it seems a little unfinished. Do you know what I mean? And I'm hoping, like, this is the first part of the suit. So I'm hoping that it's, like, come, I don't know, months, whatever, later, that they just kind of refine it a bit. So it's got a lot of stick in it already, in that sense. But it's like, but then again, I thought, so you know what? They've literally just, this could just be, like, a pre-production shot of it. Do you know what I mean? But it looks a bit baggy as well.
I'm looking at it here. It looks baggy.
Looks mad back, bro.
Yeah, so I'm like, because when I first saw it, I thought it was like an AI generated image, you know. Because when Charles sent, I was like, this needs to be proven before I comment on it. So when I went to James,
I don't trust me, you know.
No, I couldn't trust. I couldn't. Like when I went to James Gunn's post, and I was like, it's official, man. And I was like, oh, right, yeah. I don't know. It does say it looks. It's hard to say right now because it's too early to say, isn't it? But it does look a bit like cosplayish.
Yeah, maybe in the movie it might look alright, but also he don't. I don't know if it's me and I'm getting old, but he don't look like Superman. Like, I don't know. Maybe you know what? I've been thinking about this. Maybe I'm just a Christopher Reeve Superman fan because I feel like it's Christopher Reeve and Smallville was the only. So good adaptations of Superman for me. Like Cavill played a good role, but he's not Superman. Do you know what I'm trying to? Do you know there's a part in Man of Steel where they CGI'd his face to look a bit like Christopher Reeve.
Yeah.
I remember watching that part and thinking, right, he looks like him there. But I'm saying you can't get away from.
Yeah.
I don't know. You just don't. Sorry, I know I'm going off topic. Like we're talking about the suit, but
that's fine.
The whole package. I'm not feeling it.
Yeah.
Pause.
Because I think that's a thing. Because obviously, we talk about the fact that you like Superman and Kale looks like Batman and that, yeah. But like you said, maybe it isn't that you really, really like Superman. Maybe you liked that Superman. So maybe that is a thing. Do you get me? I don't know if Kel likes every Batman. Do you get me?
Not every Batman. Not every Batman.
So I think maybe it probably does. I think Merv probably is a little bit more. He just like he likes Superman, the person, the not the alter ego, the imagery persona. Of Superman, and persona yeah. of Superman. So I think he's a bit more flexible in the sense of if he feels you're doing a good job, like he's there.
That's right.
Also, yeah. maybe it's because they've kind of failed with all the projects with Superman, like since. Christopher Reeve again, like Brandon Routh, you know, he returned, cool. And then Man of Steel, Batman Returns. It just all happened too quick. Yeah. And now we're back here again with a brand. Like, that's for me, Superman was so limited back in our day. Like, I feel like it's just saturated now. It's too much for me.
You know, it's funny you say that, you know, if I'm going to be completely objective, like obviously, Christopher Reeve is still the great Superman for me, isn't it? When I think about his, especially his last two films, they weren't great. And it's like, then I'm thinking, like, how many films did he do? He done four. Henry Cavill showed up in what? Man of Steel, BVS, Justice League, and yeah, just a little bit in, what's it, Black Adam. Do you know what I mean? So, like, on ratio, it's like kind of they, yeah, like just like the first films alone done really well, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? But yeah, but I think just the whole tone, the attitude of Christopher Reeve just proper embodied Superman. I don't think anyone's nailed it yet. Not as much as like big shoes to fill.
100%. And I like Superman 3, just for the record.
I liked it as well, but like I don't know, there's something I'm just like, oh, like yeah, it didn't have that same tone as the first one, do you know what I mean? And maybe to be fair, it's like what in the eight, like it was years later. To be fair.
So, Bond, did you like Henry Cavill? Did you like him?
He's okay, but I didn't. It's hard to describe, but I didn't see Superman with his Superman. I just saw someone pretending to. I know that sounds weird, but he's too angry. Like he's not Superman. He's not Clark Kent. Even his Superman, yeah. He's just angry. That's not Superman to me. Like, no, he had the powers of Superman, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
you didn't really see him as Clark Kent that much, did you?
No. You know, there was in that first film, there was no alter ego in that first film.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just him. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's like the only time you really saw a Clark Kent was at the end when he was like joining the Daily Planet.
Yeah, for even when he's working on the oil rig, like he's no glasses, nothing, just.
I mean, that was fine. It was a different take because it's like, yeah, he was kind of a wanderer, isn't he? He's just trying to find his
I'm saying he wasn't Clark Kent, like the mild man of Clark Kent or Superman. He was just trying to find his way, I guess. But yeah, it's not hitting.
He didn't adopt a persona. And like, even like in BVS, he was still kind of just, like, he was still like, even when he was Clark Kent, he was still miserable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, let's hope that this Superman isn't miserable because I don't want to upset you, man. Because I know
Superman is at his career.
Knowing James Gunn, he will bring joy to. He will bring the fun back in Superman. I can't see him making a Zack Snyder type Superman at all. He'll make it fun. Look, Guardians, Suicide Squad. There's no way that he's going to make a miserable Superman.
Yeah, but then I also think that some of you might have an issue with that. If James Gunn goes too much to the left.
Nah.
If he's too funny.
I think we have a nice balance.
I hope so. I just don't want to see you not upset about Superman.
I don't want to see a comedy. I'm not saying he needs to be funny. Just be Clark, like, bum, you know. But
a bit. Clark was very
bumbly.
Yeah, that weird clumsy, bumbly kind of thing. He's not exactly. A comedian, but and you fell for that. Like, oh, this guy could never be Superman. Look how dumb he is.
Yeah, he had an innocence. But
yeah,
you know my saying, bruv. As long as there's no Lois, I'm good, bruv. I don't want nothing to do with life. All right. A new trailer dropped this past week. It was posted by Marley Marl, which was the season 3 trailer for From. Obviously, as a man that didn't watch the first series or the second series, I'm going to hand over to you, man.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to that, man, 100%. From is one of those... there's a lack of from kind of shows
yeah.
in the scene. Do you know what I mean? So it's good that they have this type of show and they got their core fans to keep it alive, including myself. So yeah, man. Nah. Go on.
Sorry, brother. No, I'm just saying it's weird because it's one of the first shows in a long time that like, I look forward to. Like, remember back in the day when a season ended and you couldn't wait for it to come back the next year?
Right,
that's how I'm feeling about this. I ain't felt like that. But they didn't really show much in the trailer, to be fair.
Nah, no.
It's a teaser, isn't it? So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this is, so they're saying autumn times, yeah?
Yeah. I could just notice how they keep advertising it as pretty much Lost, but with a horror addition to it. I really want you lot to watch Lost one day. Audience, please, just put in the comments how bad Lost is.
No, please. I've watched Lost. Don't get it. I watched to the end, bro.
Yeah, as a big man now, episode. Bro, you said to me that they were all dead at the end, so you didn't watch it properly.
That was my interpretation of the ending.
Again, that's why you need to watch it with fresh eyes. Anyway, it's Lost, but on a different...
Ain't my man in Lost as well, though?
Yeah. I think they gave him the main lead because they done him dirty and Lost. Like, you know what? And it's the same people as well. So,
what show was I watching the other day? And is it who's that? Is it Lot in Lost? What was that?
John Locke, the bald guy.
Yeah. He was in a show that I was watching recently.
I ain't gonna lie. He's in like a CSI kind of show. Last time I saw him.
I can't remember. But yeah, I was watching him recently, man. But yeah. Nah, man.
He's a good actor, man.
Nah, he is. He's good.
Yeah.
Nah, looking forward to it, definitely.
The Acolyte dropped the trailer too.
Yeah.
I don't know much about the Acolyte. What is the Acolyte?
Again, like Sith, basically, isn't it? Sith sort of apprentice. Basically. Sith.
Sith. I was going to shout pause, but I said, let me wait because I don't think I heard it.
Before. Yeah. So that trailer also dropped on like Major Fourth as well, isn't it? So yeah, a lot of goodies.
Ooh. Yeah. He looks all right.
What is it? Is it a film?
Yeah. No, series.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't remember when it dropped. Is it dropping
2024? It says first episode's going to drop. USA, it says 4th of June.
Okay, that's it, yeah.
Where do we know this Amanda Stenberg? What else is she in? She's in The Hate U Give. Oh, she's in The Hate U Give, Fug Life. She was the main girl in Fug Life. I'm looking at the main girl, May, who's in it, but I'm trying to work out what she's in.
Oh, no.
Also, Jodie Turner Smith is also in it.
What's the film called? I mean, series called, sorry?
The Acolyte. Acolyte, Star Wars.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll watch this.
Yeah, it's got Carrie Ann Moss in it as well, isn't it?
It looks all right.
So, where's this meant to be set in between?
It's at the end of the franchise, High Republic era. About 100 years before episode one, The Phantom Menace.
Okay. I hate when they go back so far, but anyway.
They're going to drop two episodes on June the 4th. It's related to Star Wars The High Republic.
That's what I'm saying. This is what I was saying earlier. That's what I like. I don't mind them exploring vast areas because the Star Wars lore is humongous.
It's massive, yeah.
You know what I mean? So as long as they do it right, because I think we're so attached to the Skywalker family, which I probably love. I'll give me Skywalker family for a long minute, but it's like we know how they kind of end.
Yeah.
Well, with the last three sequels, they could have changed it, to be fair, but yeah.
What I want to say about this is I'll watch it, but just make the characters, make me like love the characters, isn't it? Like you just said, Merv, like we all love, even Darth Vader, even though he was evil and whatever, we love that guy, right?
Yeah. Do you know what?
Like make us love the characters.
Anakin Skywalker / Darth Vader is one of the greatest characters of all time.
No, 100%.
Come on, Solo, Chewbacca. Yoda, like, make us fall in love with these characters. No, Diddy. Just to say, guys, sorry to just jump the gun. There's a new show coming out on Apple TV. I don't know if it's out yet. It's called Dark Matter.
Yeah,
I saw a trailer of it. It looks quite good.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, is it a space kind of thing?
No,
Apple love this space show. They love
it. I don't think it is, but I don't know yet. But
who's in it again?
You know,
it should have
come out already. Has it come out? I think so, yeah. It says original May 8th.
Yeah, I was going to... Well, that's not yet, then.
Shame.
I was going to say, I think it's sometime in May, like early May.
You know how mental it is.
By the time this pod comes out, it'll be out, isn't it?
Yeah, you know how mental it was.
That's what you meant, mate.
You know what it was? I say May 8th, because it's June soon, but we just literally got into May.
Literally.
Yeah, my bad. Yeah. So it comes out Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's going to drop two episodes. Two episodes is going to drop. And then there's 8 episodes altogether.
Yeah, it's a space. It's a space thing. Apple love their space shows, where they love it. Their features, they love it.
Yeah, Papa does. The app even looks, the interface looks spacey as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's one I hope maybe we can talk about next week, maybe, if it's good enough.
Yeah, no worries.
Yes, and I don't think anyone's watched it, but I know the Fall Guy came out this week. So I will try and watch that before next week. And this week is Planet of the Apes coming out as well, isn't it?
Friday, right?
It comes out Friday. So I definitely want to watch that before next week's episode. So looks like I got to do some cinema visiting this weekend.
Yeah.
I'll definitely get onto that. All right, well, I'm not going to hold it back. BMF was not out this week, so there was no BMF. And as a result...
Refresh.
Yeah, because I was like, what's going on? Because usually my thing's up to date, but I just thought maybe I got the day wrong or something.
Yeah. When I checked my TV timer, it was like 8th is coming out, isn't it? So, not 10th yet, whatever it comes out.
I saved it, you know, like I was like, so watch it Friday. I said, no, I'm going to watch it Sunday. Nothing. So I watched X-Men, obviously, because we had no BMF. So we had X-Men. And X-Men, like I said last week, I just watch for the entertainment now. So we had X-Men 97, which is episode 8, which is called Tolerance is Extinction Part 1. I'm going to let some of you break it down because, like I said, I just watch it for the bands.
It's going to have to be Murph, boy. Richard, here to help you, Murph.
So basically, so the X-Men are after where we left off in episode 7, we had creating the Sentinels, isn't it? The new Sentinels with Mr. Sinister. So basically, the X-Men are after Bastion. He would try and stop him from doing it. So I think they go to his house, like where his mum is. And I don't know if his mum's suffering like mental health or stuff in it, but she just greets the X-Men like they're just friends of his or something, isn't it? But in that episode, obviously, like, we have Cable and him and Cyclops are just kind of like,
why is he so hench, bruv, compared to Cyclops, bruv?
Man's from the future, innit? Man's got some different future protein shake, innit?
Man can fully step up his dad, that's the thing.
so they're basically just trying to, like, stop him from creating Sentinels, innit? But already, they've kind of infused them with humans. So, like,
that was it.
Yeah, it's like the humans just, like, kind of just...
It's like it's dormant in their bodies, isn't it?
Yeah. But this episode was sick because the thing that we're doing, like the fight, like, you know, like Nightwing and Wolverine. And
I swear this
is the first time I've ever seen Wolverine in cartoon version use his claws, like, proper, isn't it?
Is it?
Like, the way he was just like stabbing up that
dental again. Proper, like.
And then Mike Cole has done like some teleportation, and done it in first person view. That was sick.
I got excited about that part, to be fair.
That was a beautiful
part. That was a sick part. That was sick.
But then, see what Merv just said about the first time Wolverine's done that. They couldn't let us have it because obviously they all got back together, innit? So he didn't kill anyone, which is why he was like a
human, innit? Because that's what I thought, what? That's how they're doing. Oh, we're going to just regenerate.
Oh, they're regenerating, so yeah.
But yeah, and like we had an appearance by Doctor Doom as well. I don't know if anyone noticed
I did see that.
And also Spider-Man.
Omega.
This series makes no apologies of just putting in cameos, isn't it? It's like, I don't know how many more seasons it's going to get, but it's almost like they're saying, we're creating a new Marvel animation universe now. So we're just giving you teasers of all these characters because they're all going to be in it.
To me, my ex.
Oh, yes. Of course, we had that last line from Charles Xavier's comeback as well. So that was good.
Why does that remind me of Thundercats, bro?
Thundercats.
Like, you know, when Lionel does the sword and everyone kind of looks and their eyes glow and
and Magneto's alive as well, which we kind of knew. He's alive as well.
Quick question, Merv, on that. So maybe it's because I only remember the movies, but I thought Magneto could only fly when he forms a metal thing so he can glide it, because I thought power, he manipulates metal. I didn't know he can actually just fly now.
Do you know how he flies? He repels, because remember the Earth's core is a giant magnet. So he just basically repels from the Earth's core, isn't it? Yeah, that's science, baby.
Silenced.
Message!
very fair point.
And it was like, enough, and he just kind of just neutralized all the sentinels. Like, oh, this episode was sick.
So we're going to get like a whole... Like X-Men, where Magneto is just good.
I think that's how he's been in the comics. He's always like taken over.
Back and forth, though.
Yeah, he's like a lot of these Marvel villains are kind of anti-villains now, aren't they, really.
But now Charles is back, it might bring the villain out of him again.
They might go their separate ways. But I think with Magneto, he's not just like some villain where it's like, you know what, I just want world domination. And
He's like Thanos.
I mean, the whole X-Men storyline is essentially like discrimination, really. Do you know what I mean? Like, so he's just trying to defend these people, isn't it?
Yeah.
And if he's got a couple of casualties, well, so be it. Yeah, but that was a good episode.
No, it was. Like I said, I just watched it for the entertainment. I think I felt better just watching it for the entertainment, not really understanding it. Although I also do think maybe I'd over-exaggerate. It's not as complicated as I thought it was, but I felt better just watching it.
Yeah.
And maybe after I've watched episode 10, I'll go back and try to decipher it a little bit more detail. But we've got 2 more weeks of X-Men 97. So it will come out on it's Wednesday, it comes out, isn't it?
Wednesday.
So it'll be on the 8th and then out again on the 15th for the final episode. They haven't announced whether it's got a season 2 yet, have they?
I think they have, you know.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah, remember they, because the writer done season 1 and 2, and then they sacked that one of the writers, isn't it?
One of the sacks.
Because of that OnlyFans.
Money for Mick. I know you, man. Well, I know Merv, you and Rich thought Knuckles was absolute nonsense. I haven't watched it yet, but apparently the ending sets up for Sonic 3.
Oh, yeah.
So it sets it up for Sonic 3. So whether you have to watch it or not, but I guess it kind of has some kind of inkling to Sonic 3 and what Sonic 3 is going to be about.
On that note of Sonic 3 Knuckles as well, apparently it's been the most viewed program on Paramount Plus, you know.
Oh.
It's so bad, but I knew it was going to do numbers somewhere because it's that popular, isn't it? The whole Sonic franchise.
But you've got to think, that's that is on Paramount Plus, and on Paramount Plus is also where we watch, where you might, you lot watch that
Yellowstone. That
Yellowstone and
Mayor of Kingstown.
Mayor, yeah. Bro, what's happening with Mayor of Kingstown, bruv?
This is gonna be season three. This is gonna be season three.
Yeah, when, man?
Like, when? Time, man. I don't know if they finished filming because we're covering that, bro.
That was one of my favorite series. I like that series.
No, I see it.
Oh, hold on 1 second. Ooh, hold on. I don't know if this is exclusive news. I don't know. It says here fans of the Paramount Plus hit Mayor of Kingstown. I've been anxiously waiting news about the show's fate since it wrapped up in March 2023. And the show's third season is now closer than ever with the news that the show will return to Paramount Plus on June the 2nd,
2024. Yeah.
June the 2nd. That's
within a month, man.
If that's true.
It's exciting times.
That's big business. I know Kelsey again. The program was all right. It weren't that good, my brother. Don't over-exaggerate. I saw the look, girl. I got gas up the thing. I know you, man, have been wanting to talk about them. So,
Marlon, Mar, did you finish? No, okay.
Are you going to wait for Rich?
No, Mar, because Marlon's not finished yet. He's still watching it.
I don't mind if you don't want to talk about it, to be fair.
No, we'll wait.
Because I know that you actually enjoy the show.
Yeah.
All right.
I will say.
And also, Rich is not here. Rich wants to talk about it as well. So,
yeah. I will just say that at the moment, I've enjoyed season one more than season two. I'm on episode four of season two. So,
did you like, watch?
It gets better and better. So, you know, I hold
did
up.
Did you watch season one and then watch season two, or did you watch season one when we watched season one?
No, I've literally just finished season one.
Okay. I don't know. You know, sometimes when you watch series back to back, I don't know if that sometimes has a kind of bias on how you feel about something.
Definitely,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, definitely. I was expecting more of the same.
Yeah, no, it's completely different. Yeah, season two is completely different.
Completely different. But yeah, it's good. It's good.
Yeah, because season one was also history as well, isn't it? As well, you had a bit of a history lesson.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I like this. Is it the penultimate episode of season one? You probably talked about it already, where they give you the origins of the man with the hat.
Yeah.
And then at the end, they show the destruction, and then they come back to show that's the house, that's the spot. I kind of like that.
Was it? He thought he saw the devil, something like that, right?
Yeah. But he thought he was talking to God at first, didn't it? And then he asked for his son who died. He thought it was God that sent him the child, but it was obviously a demon or the devil or something. Look, am I lagging? Am I lagging as well on your screens? Because
no. You're good.
That's some chilling shit, boy.
Yeah.
In the contract, it was any black person that lives in this house, right? In the contract, or only black people can live in this house, right?
I need to. Do you know? I wanted to pause it and actually read the whole thing.
I think in the contract it said. I think if they prefer black people in that house, so that he can take their souls. That's how he was able to live, because and obviously he was a racist, so from what I can remember, it was so he wanted black people to live there so he could torment them, and then they kill themselves, and that's how he lives, by giving the devil these souls.
But how deep those episodes were, though.
There's a lot of
truth being spit in there, you know, when he talked about the Africans. You messed up, like you were given the covenant and blah blah blah, and now you're here to be this, which is obviously that's wrong. But yeah, they go into a lot. There's a lot of truths in these fictional stories.
Yeah.
How certain people flip certain things around. You know what I mean? But
just before we go into another show, just wanted to let you know, if you haven't already. And you're interested in any of the Kendrick versus Drake, and you haven't already, please go and check out one of our latest videos where we decipher and we break it down the whole beef between Drake and Kendrick and where it all started. So yeah, shameful plug there. But
well, bro, say the name of it, man. Say the name of it, bro.
What, the name of the episode?
Yeah, no, of the podcast. Like the little spin-off thing.
Oh, no, our needed opinions.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. No, I'm sorry. It's our needed opinion, but it is also on the Fully Cooked Pod website, the YouTube channel.
Oh, I said something wrong.
No. It wasn't you. It wasn't me. It was supposed to be released out on the Our Needed Opinion YouTube, but it was released on Fully Geek Pod because Richard messed up. But it is what it is.
Don't be confused. Well done, boys.
That was good. It was a good episode. I'm getting a lot of feedback from the episode. A couple people telling me, "Raw, I didn't know that," and like, "Raw." And then a couple people questioned why I had a hair bonnet on, but it is what it is, bro. Next week I'll get my head on and be done before next week. There was a new show that came out on Netflix called A Man in Full. I am 7 minutes away from the end of episode 4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's interesting. I think it's a very interesting series. I know you have watched it all, Merv.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What did you think of the series?
I liked it, man. You know me already. I like a good kind of talking show, politics, and they kind of just follow different threads, really, isn't it? Like different kind of storylines. But I think what I found the most interesting was the storyline about the guy that had his car towed, falsely.
Yes, I'm interested in him. I'm interested in that show. So for those that haven't watched it, and I'm not trying to do a spoiler, so his missus calls him, says, "Can you go and pick up some groceries from the shop?" He says, "Yeah, that's no problem." He parks his car in a legal bay, goes to the shop. As he comes out the shop, he sees the tow company trying to tow his car. So he runs over, sees a ticket inspector. He's like, "Yo, what's going on?" Like, she's like, "You're in a red zone." So I guess the equivalent for R would be on a double red line or double red line. He's like, "Nah, bro, I was in the space." He goes, he's like, "Nah, the person behind me has bumped me forward." And then the man's like, "Well," the woman's like, "Yeah, well, now you're in the red zone, so your car's going." He's like, "No, but you can see that someone bumped me. Like, it's not me. You can see, like, my front wheel's on the curb. Like, I ain't done nothing." It was like, "Well, look, you got to deal with take it up with the tow company, whatever. Tow company's already about to take his car." So he jumps in. He's like, "You can't take my car if I'm in the car." As he gets in the car, the traffic was like, he calls for backup. He's like, "You're calling for backup? What's going on? Like, do you get me? It's my car." Then out of nowhere, the police just pull up. They obviously
manhandled. It just happened to be going by.
It happened to be like, bruv, they manhandled this youth for no reason other than they can.
Yeah,
like, just drag him out of the car, push him up against the thing. The police was a bit heavy-handed, like a couple elbow jabs in the back.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's vexing it. So he turns around, punches the police officer. I didn't think he knocked the police officer out. Yeah, but it was good now.
I didn't think so either.
He was just to the floor.
Yeah.
K.O. Man gets arrested, and obviously his version, his story is him just going through the legal system.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like, it's there has so many different nuances in this film. It's got Amil Amin in it.
Was there a film?
Series. Six episodes, isn't it?
It's got Amil Amin in it. It has Jeff Daniels, Lucy Liu's in it. It's got some big names in there.
Yeah. And that guy, what's his name? Tom. I can't pronounce his surname, but he's been in like
Pelfrey.
Yeah, he was in. Was it Daredevil? No, Iron Fist he was in. He was in Iron Fist, he was in Banshee. He's a good actor, you know.
Cool. I'll look it up, man.
So it came out on Netflix, possibly weekend.
What's it called?
Yeah, it's just random. It's just like, all after was Amil Amin and Jeff Daniels. I thought, what kind of combination is this? I want to watch it. That's it. I didn't know anything about it.
It's good. And
Banshee,
yeah.
But Jeff Daniels' character, he's not. What was that one that we watched with the family, and they were rich and they were all just trying to beef each other to try and claim the throne?
Succession.
He's a little bit like he would be like belonging Succession. Like he has an air of arrogance about him, but he's also like a likable character, but you really don't like him. If that makes sense, does that make sense?
Yeah,
like, I don't know if you found that.
Yeah, like, you crystallized it. Yeah.
I can't stand him. I think he's an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you've got it spot on. Like, you still want him to win, innit? He is essentially like the main guy in the thing.
Yeah, you want to win, but there's nothing nice or redeemable about him.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's out on Netflix. Like I said, I'm 4 episodes in. Would you recommend it, Merv?
Oh, hell yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah. I just started it on that whole Saturday morning. Like, woke up at 8, finished by before 12. Crazy.
I never get a clean run, bro. I never get a clean run. That's my issue. I'm watching it, someone always interacts me. Someone always bothers me, man. Was there anything else that's been coming out, like, has come out over the past week? I know Cat Williams has dropped a comedy special.
I heard it's not all that. It says not all that.
Yeah, it's just all right. Like, he doesn't... I feel like Cat's done his stuff for the year anyway. But yeah. It's weird, though, because Netflix did it live. So I don't know if there's something going on with Netflix at the moment, but they did. It was a live one. So it happened at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning. Mm. And then yesterday... there was a live comedy roast for
Kim Kardashian, was it?
I want to say Tom Brady. Yeah, but I can't remember, so I don't know who. It was a live roast, yeah? But
I saw some footage of Tom Brady.
I think it was Tom Brady.
I saw some footage of Tom Brady cussing Kim Kardashian, like, proper, like, it was a joke, but he was like...
Yeah, so I think... it was Tom Brady's Netflix roast. So it was Tom Brady's, but... apparently, they said there's one tense moment on it. But the problem was, I went to press it play this morning. I saw 3 hours. I said, no. So I think I might have to watch that in parts.
What was I going to say? Obviously, my favourite football show of all time, Welcome to Wrexham's Comeback. Like I said, yeah. Isn't it, like, as much as I love it, it's a hard watch, you know, sometimes. But the way they lose, bro, all the time.
I think you enjoy Welcome to Wrexham even more because you don't actually know what happened to Wrexham, or you don't actually know what happens to Wrexham. Like,
yeah, so no spoilers.
We'll watch it, and we would have known that. I'm not going to spoil anything. Yeah. But what I mean is, we'd have watched it in the season, and we're like, okay, yeah, we know, we remember this match, or we know what the score is going to be like. But you're watching it like completely blind, like. You don't know where Wrexham ended in the league this season or anything. So,
They went to some country. They went somewhere in America. I can't remember it was to play, like other like, and they went to a club there, innit? And like the whole club just stopped, switched up the music, played Wrexham's music for them. Like, you know, it was probably heavy, man. I wonder if Arsenal's got that kind of welcome when they go to America.
Oh, 100%.
100%. Okay. I'm probably enjoying that. What else came? There's something else that came out. The Responder. I don't know if anyone saw it. I haven't saw it yet. Season 2.
Did we watch that?
I know I watched it. I'm sure you watched it, Nate. Martin Freeman. Yeah.
Yes, I think we did.
Yeah. Do you know what I was going to say as well? You might like it, Kel and Marlon. Sugar on Apple TV.
Sugar, okay.
Yeah, Colin Farrell, yeah. Yeah, this last episode. Like, ooh. Yeah, anyway, I recommend that highly.
Sugar. All right, yeah. Cool.
Got it.
We did watch Responder.
Yeah.
And he's got bare things going on in his life. Yes, we did. Yeah. Are all the episodes out already? Or is it like...
Yeah, it's BBC, isn't it? So probably all episodes out, my pair.
All right, cool. I will jump on this. Like, I'll watch it.
I could have finished it already now. I thought, no, I didn't take a little break, man.
You're mad, man. You're absolutely mad.
I was watching TV over the whole weekend. But I was like,
right. I don't know how you do it, man, honestly.
Yeah. All right. Well, obviously, Rich is not here to talk our ear off or tell us about something that he hasn't done or he has done or he's bought or he hasn't. Richard said, I'll be with you in a moment because I'm moving. Has Rich, on a level, has Rich messaged any of you to say, like, I'm not coming or...
No.
If we... Could you imagine if we had sat there and waited for him to come?
Trust me. This is what I'm saying. That's why I told you to start.
No, you're 100%. Yeah. 100%. I might name this episode. You might have to name this episode Fuck Richard. Respectfully.
Here, here.
Respectfully. Hashtag respectfully.
Yeah.
All right, guys. It's been a short one, but a sweet one.
Yeah.
That has been episode 236 of the Fully Geek Pod.
Come on.
I'm your host, Nate Manino. Please rate, comment, subscribe, like, share, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And check out our needed opinions. Check it out.
Yeah, what he said.